Hey everybody, this is Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast presented to you by littleshaman.com. Today I want to talk about some of the advice you see from experts and other well-meaning folks about how to deal with narcissists, borderlines, and psychopaths, and why it often doesn't work. Now, I need to preface these remarks by saying that I often use the pronoun he, but I have known malignant narcissists of both genders, so that should not be taken as an implication that narcissists can only be one gender. They can definitely be both. Now, I myself have had the exceptionally unfortunate experience of living with malignant narcissists, so I know for a fact that some of the things people advise are just simply a bad idea. I have seen so much advice online and in books about how to make living with the malignant narcissist easier. Most of it involves just giving in to him and stroking his ego. This is a bad idea, and I refuse to tell people to do these things. Anybody with children will tell you that giving in to temper tantrums only encourages the behavior, and this is what you were seeing in narcissistic rage. It's a temper tantrum. It's scarier than a child because it's an adult doing it, you know, an adult that's large enough to hurt you, but that doesn't change what it is. It is a temper tantrum. You have to ignore it if you can, the same way you would do with a child. If you can't, or if the narcissist gets physical, call the police. No one has the right to hurt you, break your things, or make your life totally miserable. Eventually, the malignant narcissist will stop throwing tantrums if he truly sees that they don't work anymore. Now that's up to you. You have to show him that it isn't going to work anymore, and you have to mean it. So this is going to mean showdowns with the narcissist, probably more than one, and probably hours or even days long. It sounds horrible to say it like this, but these people are essentially bullies and children, and that's what they need to be treated like. If you cannot get away from your narcissist, then you have to ignore his tantrums when you can and stand your ground when you can't. If you're afraid that he'll hurt you, call the police, but don't give in to him. It's not worth it to sell your soul, your happiness, and your freedom just to be treated like a human being every once in a while by someone who's barely won themselves emotionally, and it doesn't fix the problem. Nothing is going to fix the problem. You already know that even if you do every single thing exactly the way he asked you to, it's still going to be wrong somehow. So don't bother. The malignant narcissist is unreasonable, demanding, dominating, and unfair, but he only has the power that you give him. Don't ever forget that. The narcissist is not some powerful being, regardless of what he thinks. He's a guy or a woman trying to intimidate, bully, and abuse a family who loves him because he feels like a weakling and he's too afraid to go after anybody else. This is the weakest of the weak we're talking about here, like a two-year-old. If you've listened to the other podcasts here on Little Shaman Healing, then you already know how to deal with a narcissist successfully during a tantrum. If you've not heard them yet, give them a listen. They've helped many, many people, and they could help you too. It's up to you to break the cycle. The narcissist in your life is not going to do it, and they're never going to stop their raging, abusive behavior until you make them stop by refusing to put up with it. That's done either by not responding to it at all or by leaving them for good. The relationship with a narcissist can never be fair or equal, and it will always be abusive. So you have a decision to make. Can you live like that or not? You don't have to. Really, this is the only option, because the advice from experts is often well-meaning, but like many other things, it's impossible to put it into practice in a real-life scenario. Other advice is simply based on hypothetical situations the therapist has never experienced. A lot of advice dealing specifically with borderlines in particular refuses to come right out and say even basic things because the people are worried that borderlines listening or reading it might become triggered or offended. I have read books which state plainly, oh, we don't use the word manipulation because it upsets the borderline patient, but, and then they go on to describe manipulation exactly. So just call it what it is. To refuse to label a behavior is to prevent it from being acknowledged. If it cannot be acknowledged, it cannot be stopped. Now, the reaction of malignant narcissists should not be allowed to stop things from getting done, but it is a very valid worry. I often receive emails from borderlines and narcissists criticizing my show. My answer to people who get offended or feel insulted is this: I am very sorry if you find my show upsetting. I speak from the heart and from decades of experience. I don't demonize malignant narcissists, but I do speak the truth about the realities of dealing with people who have these disorders. My show was created for people who have to deal with a borderline, a narcissist, or a psychopath in their lives. That's it. If you don't find it helpful, you don't have to listen. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.com. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.